I walk in the side entrance of Allen Hall, duck under some scaffolding, and meet Carol Otis, the woman whose pocketbook and passion for community has transformed a crumbling auditorium into a palace.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
I'll talk more about the palace part in a minute. I'm still trying to connect what little I know about Carol Otis with the woman standing here in black sweatpants, sweeping up under the trim carpenter's table saw.
What have you been doing?
Sweeping. Sweeping up Micah's wood shavings, sweeping up my forest's sheetrock stuff.
Right.
It's just, you know, that's my lot in life.
Allen Hall has been a hive of activity since the trustees of Sheldon Jackson College handed over this campus to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp in 2011. Volunteers played a major role at that time, shoring up the building and making it habitable. I was one of them, part of a gang of people who unloaded a flatbed trailer of drywall just on the promise of a bowl of hot chili and unlimited brownies. But the crews working here now are the pros, trim carpenters and electricians putting the final touches on the building. Hugely expensive work paid for by Carol Otis of Chelsea, Alabama. She won't say how much, but it's enough for this space to now be known as the Otis Theater.
Some of the advice I got was don't start this building because it'll be sort of, you know, it'll be your Eastern Front, it'll be your you know, it'll be your Waterloo, whatever cliche you want to use, because there's sort of no end to it.
Roger Schmidt is the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be the dream of every director of a nonprofit, is you wish and you dream that you'll find a funder that likes your organization for what it is, just what it is, and says, you know, what is your mission and what are you trying to do, and I love it and I'm on board and I want to support it.
I basically am trying to convince Roger, don't worry or stress about this one. Let me stress about this one. And we still need the volunteers everywhere. There's still stuff to be done. But you look at the ones that are in dire need now. So this is my baby, so you go with the other children.
The Otis Theater is really named for Carol's husband, Jack, a physician who, with the help of his brother, a financial manager, shepherded his earnings into millions. There's another Otis Theater on the campus of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. You might call this their hobby, outside of fishing, which is how the couple came to Sitka in the first place. The story of Carol's walking by Allen Hall shortly before her husband's death in 2003, and later coming back and seeing the building boarded up, and then deciding to help out, has been told before. The story of the incredible women's restrooms hasn't. Carol invites me in.
Do you want to run ahead and
check? I'm the only woman in this building, so it's okay. But now, can you look at that and see how beautiful that is? And what a view! I've never been to a restroom that had a view like this.
Above the sinks is a row of beautifully trimmed double-hung windows at least 6 feet high, framing a spectacular view of the mountains from every stall. You wouldn't find a more impressive bathroom in Buckingham or Versailles.
We thought about leaving the stall doors off.
Well, some people are sort of kinky about that, but that's okay.
And the men's restroom? Well, who really cares about a men's restroom anyway?
It's functional. That's all.
The Otis Theater in Allen Hall is slated for completion this summer before the 900 students in the Sitka Fine Arts Camp begin to roll in. Carol Otis has extended her summer visits into months at a time. She says you can find her at almost any performance in the building, sitting in the back row. If there's any money left after this space is done, Otis wants to put it toward new roofs on the 19 other buildings on campus. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.